Cari amici, è per me motivo di grande piacere accogliervi questa mattina.
In remarks made at his meeting with the gentlemen, Pope Benedict XVI said the service they render to the Holy See is part of the papal household's long and storied tradition.
Il vostro, cari gentiluomini, è un servizio d'onore che si inserisce nella secolare tradizione della casa pontificia.
The papal gentlemen are also known as the Gentlemen of His Holiness. Originally, they were drawn from among the Italian secular and papal nobility. They are the attendants of the Holy Father and the papal household in Vatican City. They serve in the Apostolic Palace near St. Peter's Basilica. More recently, the papal gentlemen have been drawn from families whose sons have served the papal household over the course of several centuries as butlers and footmen. The Holy Father also said their service to the papal household is an integral part of Peter's mission. In the service of the Kingdom of God, said Pope Benedict, there is no such thing as a small job. Also today, the Holy Father greeted the president of the World Alliance of Reformed Churches, Reverend Dr. Cliff Kirkpatrick. The member churches of that organization are Congregational, Presbyterian, Reformed, and United churches with Calvinist roots. Speaking to Dr. Kirkpatrick, Pope Benedict said, he was pleased to see a providential fruit of the fraternal dialogue and cooperation undertaken in the past four decades, and a token of sure hope for the future. The dialogue between the Catholic and the Reformed churches, he said, has made an important contribution to the demanding work of theological reflection and historical investigation indispensable for surmounting the tragic divisions which arose among Christians in the 16th century. One of the results of the dialogue has been to show significant areas of convergence between the Reformed understanding of the Church as creatura verbi, a creature of the Word, and the Catholic understanding of the Church as the primordial sacrament of God's outpouring of grace in Christ. Pope Benedict noted that from the very beginning of his pontificate, he voiced his own conviction that inner conversion is the prerequisite for all ecumenical progress. With this report on the activities of Pope Benedict XVI for today, I'm Chris Altieri.